sin and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him and fulfillment of his vow. And he felt his fingers wrap around the knotted root and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder, and he dragged his weary shit ass up the mountain. His eyes, and he stood amidst the sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and 1,000 birds were headed for the sky. Whoa, the sacred cream will be yours, and if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred cream will be yours to devour. His head and was driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, down on Colonel Forbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck. And he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so slowly. He spoke so slowly. Hey, say, say. Of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. But I warn you that all knowledge sitting innocent and pure becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. Whoa, the sacred greed will be yours, and if you wait until tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours. Thank you. beautiful, serene building, playing our last set of 1992. And who would have thought that we were sitting here right now and everything's beautiful in the middle of Boston, and the building is looming up in the middle, and there's streets all around us. And as we speak right now, this huge ship is slowly coming down out of space and drifting down towards the top of Boston. And as people look down from the ship, it's a big round ship with lights going around it, and everyone is looking down at it, and they see Boston Harbor over in the distance, and it seems so beautiful and peaceful, and everyone all over the city is getting ready for New Year's and getting ready for the ball to drop. And meanwhile, nobody really notices that this huge ship is coming down, and it's going over different parts of Boston, and it goes over the garden, and slowly it starts to come over until it's right up above Matthews Arena. And right now it's coming down. I can feel the energy from this thing coming down, and as it comes down and it's looking down on the arena, and beams of light are coming in a circle surrounding the arena, and the whole arena is now starting to tilt from side to side. It's like the ship is lifting the whole building up off its foundations. It's starting to tilt over to the right, and it's tilting, and you can hear rocks breaking, and the building is starting to lift up in the air. Oh my God! What's happening? The building is... Ah! We're going up in the air! Oh my God! My God! This is terrible! The whole building's going up in the air! Oh! And it's tilting from side to side! And suddenly, we're caught in this tractor beam! It's starting to spin around! The building is spinning around! It's spinning around! And as it spins faster and faster, and we're starting to, the people are shifting off to the side now. And we don't know what's going on, but we can feel it spinning. Everyone is clearing out of the floor, and the people are all pressed up against the side now. And the building is spinning faster and faster. And you can feel your cheeks melding back. Everyone is pressed up against the side of the thing. And slowly people start climbing and grabbing towards a huge pole that's dipping down into the middle of the arena. And it's silently spinning around now. People climbing towards the pole, grabbing with all their might. People hanging on to other people, grabbing and pulling, until finally some people are all holding onto the pole, and it keeps spinning, and everyone is looking like a big pinwheel now, holding onto the back of the pole, and slowly it starts to take off into the air. And silently, everyone is holding onto the pole, each person holding onto the next person's feet in long chains, and we're spinning around up into the air. And we start to go past the ship. The ship is to give us the energy. Now everyone is spinning around, and we look down and we see Boston down below, and the night, the stars up above, and it's spinning. And it's kind of serene up here, holding onto this pole. And as we spin, we go out over Boston Harbor, and we start keep spinning, and slowly we're moving down towards the water, spinning, and we just touch the surface of the water, and we're skidding across the surface into Boston Harbor, farther and farther out into the water, until slowly we start to sink down, 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 under the water, deeper, deeper, and it's getting darker and bluer, and we're still holding onto the pole, spinning and spinning, and slowly the whole circle starts to tilt over to the side, and now it's like all the people have created a huge propeller, and the propeller is moving people through the ocean, and you see whales drifting by, and we're going deeper and deeper and deeper into the ocean, deeper than anyone's ever been before, and down, it's almost pitch black and it's cold, but everybody's still hanging on to each other's ankles, going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and slowly deeper. And as we get deeper, the water starts to get thicker, and it's a place where no human being has ever been before, and the water's thicker. It's almost like gelatin, and there's weird jellyfish that people have never seen before drifting by, and huge rockfish and strange creatures that man doesn't even know exists. And slowly it gets thicker and thicker, and we're slowing down, and soon we just start to congeal into solid rock, and there we sit for thousands of years but we're very patient because we know that the glaciers are all going to slowly move. And as the glaciers move, different pieces of rock start to get pressed up, and different little layers of rock are lifting up towards the surface. And by this point, we've all become fossilized, but we're patient. And as we move up to the surface, one glacier starts to melt, and the temperatures start to change, and slowly our glacier is on a sheet that starts to move towards the surface over thousands of years. And then one day, we come up back onto the surface, and everything is different than it was when we left it. And we start to shake out our arms and legs. And we're shaking out our arms and legs because we haven't stood up for 1,000 years. And we look around. And we're in Gamehenge. We're in Gamehenge. And we're standing at the edge of the most vast green field we've ever seen in our life before. The deepest, richest green stretching off like a perfect plane into the distance everywhere we see. And we start walking and walking along the plain and walking through the lush green grass. And off in the distance we see a tiny speck, and we walk and walk. And as we walk by, we see that it's a black rhombus floating in the middle of the stream. And then as we walk up farther and we see a mountain rising off into the distance, and the edge of a forest that goes off as far as the eye can see in a whole different direction, and a castle rising out. And we look up at the mountain, and as we look up at the mountain, we see a tiny speck climbing up the mountain, and we know that it's Colonel Forbin. And Colonel Forbin is going up the mountain right now, and he's grabbing onto rocks and going up the mountain, because this land where everyone used to live in peace and harmony here in Gamehenge has been taken over by the evil King Wilson, who we sang about. And Colonel Forbin is climbing up the mountain, and he's trying to get the Helping Friendly book to give it back to all the people so that they can live in peace and harmony again. And it's his last resort. So he's climbing up the mountain and climbing up the mountain, and the rocks start to tumble over his head, and he looks and he sees the spirit of the great knowledge of Iculus. And he says, "Iculus, can you help us?" And Iculus says, "I'll send for my friend, the famous mockingbird." And he looks up into the sky, and he looks up into the sky, and there he sees the famous mockingbird flying through the air. And he says, "Famous mockingbird, go fly and get the Helping Friendly book. Bring it back to the innocent people of Gamehenge. And bring Gamehenge back to peace and tranquility once and forever." So here he goes now, the famous mockingbird.